traditional offering to mark the conclusion of this, how to say, 2 month long retreat and the teaching. So usually it's like a Thanksgiving offering of the mandala plus offering of the representatives of in a representative physical artifact or the representatives of the body, speech, mind of the Buddhas. And also that includes, let's say, because now, I mean, our teacher has taken a, for manifest disease or sickness. And when we proceed to offer the physical or representative of the body, speech, mind, so we are aspiring that we are aspiring that his body, speech, mind will remain stable and firm without sickness and with a robust like that of the enlightened body, speech of the Buddhas. So like we have these three items, you know, the Buddha statue, representative of the Buddha's body, and the Dharma text, representative of the speech, and the stupa, representative of the mind. So we will begin with the recitation of the chanting of the 100 syllable mantra. Om Benzara Zandro Zamaya Manu Bamaya Benzara Zandro Deno Mbo Dino Dino Membarava Sudo Gayo Membarava Zubo Gayo Membarava Anu Rado Membarava Zorwa Zinde Membraya Zorwa Ngaram Sudame Zedam Shireyam Guru Hum Ha Bhagavana Sarvanda Daigata Benzara Mane Mutra Benzara Bhakma Zamaya Zandu.
In the land, in
encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and all power you can do that. Please remain conscious and silent. Those who uphold the teachings of the teacher, who teach all the pure secrets, may their eyes be drawn, and may their human Buddha's deeds have shine. The one who showers a great rain of blood on beings in faraway lands, and sustains them from the character of Buddha's teaching. Through countless fortunate events, the great being known as Arhat, may his life be long in Jamnadiva in general, and especially in the West. We live in the Buddha's teaching by the Son of the O Master, may your last time and deeds be extended, and may you guide all beings on the path to liberation.
Pulling the Guru from afar. So if you'd like to join with the refrain, and Claudio and I will say the main verses. So together.
Lama,
think of me.
Lama,
think of me.
Lama, think of me.
The wisdom of great bliss of all Buddhas, one taste with the Dhammakaya, is itself the ultimate nature of all kind Lamas. I beseech you, Lama, Dhammakaya, please guide me always without separation in this life, future lives, and the bardo. Wisdom's own illusory appearance, the conqueror with seven branches, is itself the ultimate basis of emanation of all kind lamas. I beseech you, Lama, Sambhogakaya, please guide me always without separation in this life, future lives, and the bardo.
The play
of various emanations, suiting the dispositions of the many to be subdued, is itself the behavior of the Sambhogakaya of the kind Lamas. I beseech you, Lama, Nirmanakaya, please guide me always without separation in this life, future lives, and the bardo. The play of the inseparable three kayas, appearing in the form of the Lama, is itself one with the very essence of all kind Lamas. I beseech you, Lama, the inseparable three kayas, please guide me always without separation in this life, future lives, and the bardo. All the infinite, peaceful, and wrathful idams are also the Lama's nature, and since no idam exists apart from the kind Lama himself, I beseech you, Lama, who comprises all idams, please guide me always without separation in this life, future lives, and the bardo. The ordinary form of all Buddhas arises in the aspect of the Lama. Therefore, no Buddhas are observed apart from the kind Lama himself. I beseech you, Lama, who comprises all Buddhas, please guide me always without separation in this life, future lives, and the bardo. The very form of all conquerors, wisdom, compassion, and power arises as the Lama. Therefore, the supreme Arya lords of the three types are also the kind Lama himself. I beseech you, Lama, who combines three families in one, please guide me always without separation in this life, future lives, and the bardo. The 105 and three types, however many elaborated, are the Lama. The pervasive master himself, in whom they are all included, is also the Lama. I beseech you, Lama, as master of all the types, please guide me always without separation in this life, future lives, and bardo. The creator of all Buddhas, Dharma, and Sangha is the Lama. The one who combines all three refuges is the kind Lama himself. I beseech you, Lama, whose presence combines all refuges, please guide me always without separation in this life, future lives, and bardo. Thinking of how the actual form of all Buddhas arises in the aspect of the Lama and mercifully guides me, reminds me of you, Lama. Thinking of how you show the excellent unmistaken path to me, an unfortunate wretched being abandoned by all the Buddhas, reminds me of you, Lama. Thinking of this excellent body, highly meaningful and difficult to obtain, and wishing to take its essence with unerring choice between gain and loss, happiness and suffering, reminds me of you, Lama. Thinking of the experience of not knowing what to do when the great fear of death suddenly descends upon me, reminds me of you, Lama. Thinking of the experience of just now suddenly separating from all the perfections of this life and going on alone, reminds me of you, Lama. Thinking of the experience of my naked body falling into the terrifying fires of hell and being unable to bear it, reminds me of you, Lama. Thinking of how the suffering of hunger and thirst without a drop of water is directly experienced in the unfortunate preta realm, reminds me of you, Lama. Thinking of how very repulsive and wretched it is to become a foolish, stupid animal, and what it would be like to experience it myself, reminds me of you, Lama. Thinking of a refuge to protect me from this, since I am now about to fall into the wretched states of bad migration, reminds me of you, Lama. Thinking of how white and black actions are experienced and of how to practice thorough and precise engagement and restraint, reminds me of you, Lama. Thinking of a method to escape this prison of endless existence, the source of all suffering, reminds me of you, Lama. Thinking of the plight of my pitiful old mothers, pervasive as space, fallen amidst the fearful ocean of samsara and tormented there, reminds me of you, Lama. Therefore, Lama, please bless me to generate in my mental continuum effortless experience of the profound three principles of the path and the two stages. Please bless me to strive in one-pointed practice of the three trainings with the intense thought of renunciation in order to reach the secure state of liberation. Please bless me to train in the precious supreme bodhicitta with a special attitude, taking responsibility to liberate all migrators by myself alone. Please bless me to follow after the ocean of conquerors with the will to cross to the very end of the great waves of deeds of the conquerors' children. Please bless me to realize the supreme you, free of extremes, in which emptiness and dependent arising, appearance and emptiness, complement each other. Please bless me quickly to generate the experience of taking the three kayas into the path, ripening the basis of birth, death, and bardo. Please bless me to arise as the illusory divine body itself, the play of the four joys and the four emptinesses, the wind and mind absorbed in the central channel. Please bless me to meet the ultimate Lama, the bare face of my innate mind, with the covering of perception of true existence and perceiving it as true, removed. Please bless me to be one with your three secrets, Lama, in the vast Dharmakaya of great bliss, which has exhausted the elaborations of the two obscurations. In short, please abide inseparably in the center of my heart, until the great enlightenment, and mercifully bless me, the child, to follow after you, the Father. Lama, think of me. Lama, think of me. Lama, think of me.
I have been asked to represent the group and extend to you our deepest gratitude. I spent all night trying to come up with the perfect words for a 2-minute spot. During the wee hours of this morning, when the kookaburras start their morning melodies, I tuned into Miss Jamie's fantasy channel, and the screen said to recite a quote from a dear friend to us all. That friend is Dr. Zeus. Dr. Zeus, you remember from childhood? We are a little weird, and life's a little weird. And when we find someone whose weirdness is compatible with ours, we join up with them and fall in mutual weirdness and call it love. We love you, Lama Allen. Please have a long life, and may all your holy wishes be instantly fulfilled.
I got the good gig. like I'm going to try and do comedy at a funeral. I'm really, really so happy to hear that laughter, because I was going to ask Doug to do some canned laughter in the hope that it might cheer Alan up, who, as we say in Australia, is a bit crook. So if you just bear with me, I've just got to check I'm not dreaming. Rats. So it would be a shame to let this time not be a celebration of the last 8 weeks. And way before that, when a whole group of people have put time and effort into actually making this possible. In terms of thanking individuals, how do you honour so many infinite displays of kindness and generosity? From the significant people responsible for organising, both during and before, including Sangay in America, we give great thanks. To the more visible displays, such as the Synopsis team, beautiful shrines, flowers, snacks, teas, just beautiful. For the attention to caring through offerings such as organising transport and taking people places, the really mundane things like shopping, nursing the sick and injured, caring for teachers' needs, sharing inspirations and photos, providing physical therapies and yoga, and buying people equipment to do it. So fantastic. In particular, I have just been totally inspired by the long-term students who honour the practice that Alan teaches, and I thank you. I think this mandala has shone, and there's no doubt that much merit has been accrued. So thank you to everyone. In reflecting on the retreat with Sally leading the research, a quantitative analysis might be just to calculate your scores on the questions that Alan posed earlier. Whether your mental afflictions have decreased? Has your suffering decreased? Are your wholesome thoughts increasing? And do you feel happier? And I hazard a guess that there may be a statistically significant affirmative response. But I'd just like to invite you to just take a moment to drop into your awareness, into your heart, with the question that Alan asked, which was, what has been the benefit to you? Now, before we get sucked into the black hole, and given Australians aren't really big on formality, we have this idea, which now seems a little bit off, but bear with me, that we ask retreat participants if they could just give us a bit of a flash of the TV channel to share what's on. Thanks for those 4 responses. It'll be so rewarding for Alan to know there was so much emptiness. We were going to make a little chakra offering, but they were fairly base sort of level chakra TV channels, so I do my best with the material provided. Visual perception was enhanced due to silence, which importantly, someone had tracking then Alan's socks. And you'll be happy to know that, yes, he does change them every day. Often matching with his man bag and shorts. Yes, obviously we've had a lot of time on our hands. And of course the female Viagra story popped up. As did Doug, who was spotted smiling too eagerly at 5 a.m. in a Hugh Hefner-type bathrobe, suggesting that he got lucky in his nightly dream yoga. We also had a note from the Python, who was lamenting he was actually after teachings on gaining a human rebirth. And he wondered if anyone else was broomed out of Alan's office. In particular, because that week's teachings were on equanimity. Thankfully, he didn't chuck a wobbly. So we did have some very loving words to give to you, Alan, and the Carta offering, if you do get to listen to this, people will no doubt would have loved to have given those final words, including me. So what we were going to give you as well was, in the spirit of being in Australia, a bit of bush poetry. We do have a tradition of telling a bit of a tale. And with the help of an iconic Australian poem, it's actually a poem about a group of expert horsemen using skillful method who tethered a pack of wild brumbies. And I think that's a fairly apt metaphor for you lot. So Dakey is taking the liberty of conceptually reconstructing this poem in Alan's honour and in your honour. And it's titled Llama Alan's Gimpy Muster. Now, for those who may not know the Aussie lingo, there's a word called billabong, which is a word for a waterhole where animals come, yeah? All right, it goes something like this. There was movement at the station, for word had gotten out about Darwin's special message. And it told what life's about. It told the tale of me first and look after number one. It's survival of the fittest. I'm all right, Jack. Nicely numb. And we're all just blobs of jelly. Doesn't matter what we do. Have a ball, mate, and be merry. Because you get one life, not two. Yet in the haze of weekend footy, a tar pit dream recurred. The Aussie, she'll be right, mate, began to feel absurd. Then up jumped a bloke from a billabong whose wisdom was renowned, and he replied quite fiercely, are you out of your mind? There's something so much deeper, as he hit his mate with a shoe. You see, we've all pure essence. And believe me, it's true blue. So, Paddy sent a cowboy, his mate from way back when. Down under you must travel and unveil this precious gem. The cowboy lovingly translated with pure heart and skill complete. Dujum Lingpa's priceless wisdom, so very clear and neat. And the mainstream media published what the masses love to hear. So sad they never questioned, just caught in hope and fear. But our Californian cowboy, has Karma Chagmay's tale to tell, not poisoned with datura like the frog in his small well. 'Twas told at Araluen, that joyful Vajra song, a spacious path to freedom, as the traffic rumbled on. From the bullseye of the lotus in a gimpy billabong, 'twas heard, absorbed, and practiced and by crikey, still lives on. So very briefly now, to Lama Chamjul, affectionately known as Cece, Chili Chamjul. Australians like to think of themselves as pretty laid back, but in your presence, it's obviously they've got a way to go. Yes, Lama Chamjul took on the challenging task of sorting out that problematic back row by merrily clicking his mala to try and keep those with dull faculties awake. Thank you for that. He was also having to resort to some interesting noises on his whoopee cushion. Thank you. Also renowned for imparting Buddhist teachings after dinner through posing questions. In relation to a deeper understanding of the First Noble Truth, the question is, how many rings are there in marriage? The engagement ring, the wedding ring, and suffer ring. And he's looking a little sheepish now. I'm sorry to disclose that. Thank you, Lama Chamjul, for your humour, your invaluable assistance with teachings and ceremonies, especially the empowerment, and for the depth of compassion that seems to radiate from your being.
Thank you.
Now, just to Glenn, who likes to remain sheepish. You're going to do that in a bit, remember?
Okay.
I'm nearly finished. So, young Glenn, teachers come in many forms, and this one's Australian. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Good on you, mate. So we've all been experiencing the teacher interview, right? Keyed up and on your best behaviour. And you want the gems. So early on in the retreat, happily reifying and looking for ambrosial offerings, I lamented, oh, Glenn, it's up, it's down, it's up, it's down. It's the sandflies, it's the mozzies. And then I listened with intense focus, thinking, ready to bow down for the profound teaching, when a large reverberating voice says, have you tried Vegemite? Not quite what I was expecting. So being a little reluctant to take that advice, I then consulted with the pharmacist, who said that it's absolutely true that there is B1 in Vegemite and it's scientifically known to propel mozzies. So thank you, Glenn, for your gems of wisdom, for making yourself available for additional questions and for your compassion. And next retreat, everyone, don't forget the Vegemite. So just in this final offering, I'd like Doki to come up, and if three immeasurable, amazing people could also come forward, I'd like Rhonda, Jamie and Doug to please step forward.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, what can I say, eh? look, from the... You said it all. Maybe I should just practice emptiness. But yeah, from the bottom of my heart, and I'm sure everybody here, absolutely everybody, we have been blown away by everybody's kindness. Everybody who's in this retreat, you know, the total energy was beautiful, and that was so supportive. And then on a practical level, there have been amazing things done by these wonderful people and everybody here. So, in my little dilly bag, I have offered support. But I'm not giving you my Kindle, it's got the teachings on it.
Present this offering to you as a token of their thanks, and particularly for the 15 students who had the privilege of one-on-one interviews with Glenn, I'd just like to say how much we appreciated your concise and down-to-earth guidance on Dharma practice, and also the way that you gave up your time on the weekend for those of us whose burning questions just couldn't wait till the next interview, of which I was one. I sincerely hope it's not going to take you three countless eons to stop fusing thought with the mind. On the heart, then, thank you from all of us.
Actually, the virtual. my true story is true, actually. More or less. A little bit elaborating. Actually, Susan and I are going to be leaving as soon as we've finished here, so I'd like to just take this opportunity to thank all of you, for each one of you, for contributing in your own unique way to having made this such a memorable retreat. So thank you very much. And to repay all your kindness, as I mentioned the other day, the project, I'm hoping to have it so that you'll get a little Christmas present this year. So,
thank you. So that ends the formal part of the evening, because the Carter offering, obviously that isn't taking place, but we hope that you enjoy a lovely dinner and can connect again and share anything you need to share before this retreat finishes. Thank you.